Welcome to Michigan Sunrise High today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me is the fire chief for the Goodard Township Fire Department, Steve Estes. Steve, how are you?
I am doing very well. Thank you for allowing me to be on your show.
Pleasure to have you on. No doubt about that. We're going to talk about a couple of things. First up, something coming up very soon. You got an Easter egg hunt this weekend.
Yes, we do. We're going to have an Easter egg hunt at the fire department here in South Branch. It's going to be on April 9th. It starts at 10 a.m. This year, we're going to do a little bit differently, though. We're going to actually allow the kids to come in and color some eggs if they'd like. And at that point, when they're done, they can go out and search the fields for hidden eggs that we have out there. And in those hidden eggs, there's two special, there's 12 special coupons in those for Easter baskets that we have here. We also got donated from Walmart out of West Branch. They donated two bikes that we're going to raffle off to the kids. One for a boy and one for the girl.
All right. And this is open to, how old for the kids on this?
It doesn't matter, sir. Parents can bring their younger children in, and they can go out and help them look for the Easter eggs that are going to be all over the place. We're going to have it in groups and sections for the younger kids, the older kids, and we actually even have some seniors that want to participate in it this year.
That's awesome. All right. And that's over at the fire department there in South Branch. Gets underway 10 a.m. this Saturday morning. Sounds like a fun event.
Yes, sir. It's going to be.
And then another event you got coming up, which is coming up in the summer, but we want to kind of hit on it now, give people some previews. It's called Camp 911. Tell us what that's about, Steve.
Camp 911 is an event for kids and actual parents. This camp here, we're going to introduce kids to all the different agencies of first responders, like DNR, state police, the local police. Consumers Energy will be here to talk to the kids about down power lines and what some of the flags mean. The Forestry Department will be here to touch on based on how they, handle forest fires. We actually have Northlight coming in for the helicopter, and the Coast Guard's going to be coming in also to teach kids on how they actually do rescues with their helicopters. Home Depot is going to be down here with some of the kits that they have, either like racing cars or some kind of birdhouses. They're not exactly sure what kit we'll have, but they'll be down here showing kids on how to build items. So basically what we're trying to do for the kids is show them that what the police departments and fire departments and all the EMS people do, if they have any questions for them, they're more than happy to talk to them. They're going to show the thing that they do. We're also, though, for the state police and Ogama and IOSCO PD, will be doing fingerprints and photographs of the kids. Now, this is a big push that I like to do because this really comes in handy in the event that something really happens, and the parents can just turn over that card right to the police department, and it helps them out a lot.
It does. This sounds like a fun day, but a very informational day for kids and for families, too.
It is. There's going to be some other stuff, events, planned for the kids for them to have some fun. We have bouncy houses coming in. We're going to have other fire departments here helping out. I know Clear Lake's going to come down and give us a hand. I believe Plainfield's going to be over here. We're going to do some like water softball with the hoses for the kids. The bouncy houses, we got some races going on for them. We're going to have some cornhole tournaments, some horseshoe tournaments for the kids to play in.
Nice. Yeah, quite a day. We're getting you on early before the event in July, but you're still looking for some sponsors for this, some donations to help out with this.
Oh, yes, we are, sir. It's a big event to put on, especially if we're going to do this. This is going to be a year-round event for us. So our opening day is going to be July 9th for this. We're going to have kids come in to talk to some of our cadets. If they're between the ages of 14 and 17, their parents and the child can actually talk to the cadets and see if they want to actually join our department. It's a good morale booster for the child, a lot of stability, and we really force them doing good grades in school, because if they get a C or below, they actually have to come here and do their homework instead of participate. Yeah. So, we're really pushing stuff with that, and it's really good for the kids.
No doubt. Now, if there's some organizations out there that would like to help out with this, make some donations, how do they go about doing that?
They can contact me directly. My cell number is going to be 989-640-7930.
All right. Goodard Township Fire Department Chief Steven Estes. Steven, it's been a pleasure talking to you. And as we get closer to the event, we'll get you back on and get some updates from you, too.
I appreciate it. Thank you very much.